stories.
It is the radio segment that knows you've been checking it out all evening and is interested. Laser Stories, the segment where we read weird news stories from around the globe, just like every other radio show does, except we have a laser, and those other numbskulls don't. This first laser story is out of Milton Keynes, England. Last week, a 36-year-old guy named Travis Boston was pulled over for speeding, and the cop asked for his driver's license. But instead, Travis reached into his wallet and pulled out a Homer Simpson's driver's license instead.
No!
Because you should always have one of those on hand.
A cartoon character?
Yeah. The license had Homer's picture on it.
Oh, okay.
His signature and a lot of other information. But it might not be authentic Simpsons merchandise since it had his address listed as 28 Springfield Way. When every single real Simpsons fan knows that he lives at 742 Evergreen Terrace.
Duh.
So, basically, Travis gave the cop a bootleg novelty Homer Simpson license.
A bad bootleg.
Yeah.
A fake.
Yeah.
Maybe his plan was to try to get the cop laughing so she wouldn't realize that he didn't have a real license or insurance or anything, really. But that didn't work. Travis' car was impounded, and he's facing two charges for driving without a real license and insurance.
Sometimes you think if you just hand it over with enough confidence, maybe they won't actually look at it.
Well, I kind of look like Homer a little bit. This next laser story is out of China. There's a 47-year-old woman who is traveling across the country on a train last week. She was lying down on her side looking at her phone, and she didn't move from that position for the entire 20 hours. How?
Oh,
no idea.
Painful to
me. I can't go like 3 minutes without like adjusting myself.
So when she got off the train, she fainted right there on the platform.
What?
Yeah.
Whoa.
You gotta move in 20 hours.
Circulation.
Yeah.
She was rushed to the hospital where the surgeons found she had two life-threatening blood clots on her brain.
Oh my God.
Whoa.
The neurologist who treated her says, quote, "We think she kept the same posture for too long, which compressed the blood vessels on the right side of her neck, causing blood clots."
Never heard of that.
Oh my God.
Crazy.
So she almost killed herself being addicted to her phone.
Yep. Fortunately, they were able to remove those blood clots and the woman is recovering. When reporters went to interview her in the hospital room, they found that she was in bed staring at her phone again.
Shut up.
Yeah. Stop with the phone.
Uh-huh. Take it away from her, somebody.
I know, right?
This next leisure story is out of March Madness. If you didn't hear, last week, the University of Maryland, Baltimore, they have a confusing name.
They really
the University
do.
Of Maryland, Baltimore County.
Yes. I had to Google search it to even know who they were.
Beat the University of Virginia in the NCAA tournament. It's the first time ever a number 16 seed beat a number 1 seed.
It was so cool.
And they crushed them,
too. Oh, my God. And it sounds like a great school after what I learned from my Google search.
I know. That's what always happens around this time of year. When March Madness comes, you're like, where's that?
Who's
interesting.
Yeah. People pay money to go to that school. Yeah. It sounds like a technical college.
Right.
Before that game, 16 seeds were 0 and 135 against number ones. And that's bad news for Little Caesars. Before the game, they tweeted that if a 16 seed beats a 1 seed, they'll give everybody in the country a free lunch combo.
Yes! We have free lunch from Little Caesars coming up.
If you didn't know, a free lunch combo is a personal deep dish pizza and a bottle of soda.
Nice.
Seemed like a safe bet. And then... not so much.
Yeah.
And Little Caesar's probably listening right now like, stop talking about it.
Don't
tell hoping
everyone.
That everybody would notice.
So now on April 2nd, you can go to a participating Little Caesar's between 11:30 in the morning and 1 p.m. and get yourself a free lunch.
But they say participating.
Yeah.
A lot of these owners are like, I'm not following that. Man.
Screw you guys, corporate. You guys are idiots.
You have a 1 day, 1.5 hour window. But do you know what? I'm going to make it. Because you know what tastes better than pizza? Free pizza.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I know. You know they're all freaking out. They're like, okay, how can we make this as short as possible?
Yeah.
Can we do like a five minute free lunch window?
Right.
Little Caesar says it expects to fulfill millions of free orders from across the country that day.
I bet.
This next laser story is out of the wacky world of wedding trends. Apparently, the hot new trend for American women is to skip wearing an engagement ring, and instead, they're having the diamond implanted directly into the skin on their ring finger.
Whoa! Yeah. Like a piercing?
Yeah.
That sounds so painful.
Ouch.
Like, there's not... it's, like, mostly bone.
Yeah, what
guys.
Against your bone?
Try throwing that thing when you're in an argument. Chop off your whole finger
Good
and toss
idea.
It across the room. This is a real thing, and already hundreds of women around the country have chosen this option. How does it work? Well, the diamond is held in place with something called a dermal anchor, which is a little hook that's implanted underneath the skin.
Oh, my God, which means it could still get ripped out.
Mm-hmm. And it hurts quite a bit to have that put in, they say. Also, there are some potential health risks. Your cells can reject the anchor, and it can lead to permanent scarring or tissue damage. But, hey, anything to have that diamond implanted into your skin. Experts say that the ladies who are choosing this option are attempting to stand out from the crowd and be different.
How about just do something besides a diamond, ladies? Yeah. I mean, I don't know if you want to be different. I got some other ideas for you other than a diamond implant.
Yeah. So they want to be different, but they're probably not thinking about the potential health problems or disfigurement maybe by jamming a diamond into a hand. But whatever. They're doing it anyway. Text in 78592. Does that sound cool to you or just crazy? This next major story is out of fast food headquarters. Sonic just announced that this summer they're going to sell a new dessert item. It's called a pickle slushy.
Oh, that sounds
what?
So good.
Are you being serious?
Yeah,
you would
I
eat
love
that?
Pickles. Oh, you
in
eat
a
pickles
slushy?
All the time. Yeah, pickle juice.
Picture a snow cone that's flavored with pickle juice. I like pickle juice too.
Yeah, it's good. And it's supposed to be good for you.
You guys, frozen pickle juice? There is no way that much sodium is good for you. You need to reevaluate what you define as good
you
for
don't
you.
Look at the numbers. It
so,
doesn't matter.
Why is Sonic betting on their new pickle drink? Well, apparently, pickle juice is one of the hot food trends this year.
Is it?
So maybe they're trying to get ahead of the curve with all the pickle juice fans out there. Foodbeast.com got a sample of the new pickle juice slushy, and they say, quote, it's a unique syrup that provides a punch of briny acidity, but has enough sweetness to take the sharpness out of the flavor.
Interesting. So it's a syrup. I thought they like legit were just pouring pickle juice on that.
Yeah, you would think you'd be able to.
Yeah.
Gross. Weird.
Also, Sonic says that if you don't want a straight pickle juice drink, then they say you can add syrup to any drink you want.
Oh, so you can do like pickle a cherry syrup. Pickle.
Strawberry pickle.
Yeah.
Oh,
or you can just add pickle juice syrup to something else. Like, I want a pickle Coke.
Oh, my God. You know, there's going to be so many like pregnancy jokes when people order this.
Totally.
Like, pickles. Yeah. You want peanut butter, too? Like, have us some ice cream.
Pickle slushies will hit their stores mid-June. But I wouldn't anticipate lines out the door for that one.
Yeah.
Just a few people.
That's very particular.
Yeah. This next laser story is out of workplace headquarters. According to a new survey, the average person says they're bored at work for at least 10 and a half hours every week.
Really?
It's more than 2 hours a day. It does seem low. Our bosses know that we're not totally stimulated all the time, but they don't think it's that bad, apparently. Yeah. The average manager says their employees are only bored about 6 hours a week.
Way to be in touch, managers.
I'm a fun manager. They love it here.
They're never bored.
Yeah, so what do people do to kill time? Some of the answers that they gave are watching videos online, daydreaming, cleaning their desk, doodling, pretending to work, and also looking for other jobs.
Spit in the face.
Yep. So there you go. Most people are bored at work. How do you kill time at work? Text it in. This guy has never worked a day in his life because this is his only job. You know what they say. If you do something you love, you never work a day in your life. That's the sound of a turtle humping a shoe. It's another hard day's work, which means Laser Stories has come to an end for the day. We'll do it again, same time on Wednesday.